Let's discuss about the food and beverage service management, chapter number 4. What exactly is the chapter number 4 is menu planning. What exactly is a menu? How exactly it works? Let's discuss briefly about the menu planning. Introduction to menus. We would be discussing about the introduction to the menus and the menu planning considerations and the constraints. The same time, type of menus, menu pricing, the meal experience. The meal experience and menu merchandising also we would be discussing. Chapter objectives. What are the chapter objectives we would be discussing? Let's see in a brief manner. Learn about the various types of menus. Learn about the various types of menus. What exactly? How many various types of menus are there in F&B industry? We would be discussing further. Basic principle for planning a menu. What exactly principle you need to follow to prepare a menu? We would be discussing that aspect as well. French classical menu and a basic Indian menu. What exactly is a French menu? And the same time, what exactly is an Indian menu? We would be discussing further that also. The same time, learn about the meal experience. This is also we are discussing. The same time, understand how menu merchandising help in increasing the sales volumes. We would be discussing these chapters in a further slides. Let's see about the menu. A menu is a presentation of food and beverage dishes available in establishment. I will give you small example. According to the establishment, who is serving food to the customers? Whenever the guest and the customers are coming to your establishment, the restaurant, he has to know what exactly you are serving to them. Verbally, you cannot communicate to each and every customer. So, you would be having a menu that is known as a list of your food products with the pricing. This is known as a simple manner, say, menu. It lists items for the selected by a customer. It is the first contact of the customer with the dishes served. Before serving your dishes, your menu would be presented to the guest and he'd be seeing your menu, what exactly the dishes are available in your F&B outlet. The menu sets the tone for the food and beverage establishment. Your menu exactly how it looks and what food items are you going to serve and what kind of food items are you serving and what kind of beverages are you serving? Your menu will give you impact to the customer according to the display of the menu. History of the menu. Let's see the brief look of the menu. What exactly the history of the menu? The originated during the Chinese, The same it started as a quick reference of available items given to the merchants of their evening meal. Whenever evening meal used to happen previously, that time the customer used to see the menu. From that menu has come in a full-fledged in F&B services. A list of foods available for service was listed out in a paper and thus were created the first written menus. What exactly how it has happened is verbally you cannot communicate each and every customers what kind of foods are available with you. So what they used to write is with a piece of paper they used to write what exactly the food items are available in your establishment. That way that menu has come to picture in F&B industry. In 1837 the word menu originated in France. The same time in the 18th century, the first European meals arrived. The pricing pattern changed from a table d'hote with a set price of the meal and a la carte also. Before, there is a piece of paper and the food items has listed with the pricing also it has been listed in the menu. A la carte menu literally mean the board. Now, again, history of the menu. 19th century, the physical design of the menus in Paris changed. What we exactly we have discussed is piece of paper, whatever the ingredient, whatever the food products you are selling, writing, and the same time the cost is involved in that. So, food item, the cost is there, that is known as menu. But 19th century, that menu designing aspect has been changed. Let's see, a leather covered booklet held together with a silken cord was being used, means the menu has created in a such a way, the leather covered is also designed for the menu. It then became a single sheet design with the illustration, and it became a single sheet with the food products, with the pricing as well, as a customer friendly. In Paris, the physical menu was referred as a carte. In the other European countries and England, it was referred as the bill for fare. Exactly, menu can be bill for fare. So, exactly whatever the bill will happen from the menu, only that food items can be chosen and the bill can be prepared. So, it used to have bill of fare. The menu or a bill of fare was very large and placed at the end of the table for everyone to read. Before, what used to happen is, in each and every table, they used to keep a menu. Whenever the guest arrives and whenever he is eating, he is to refer the menu and placing the order. Right, the menu became similar, increase in quantity, allowing a number of copies as per table. So, very simple, whatever the tables are there. For example, if you have 100 tables, so at least minimum you should have 100 menu cards. Because if all tables are occupied, so you need to distribute that menu to the customers, right? So this way, the menu, number of menus, how many you need to carry, it comes as a covers of the restaurant. Importance of the menu, what exactly that importance? If you don't have the menu in your restaurant, if you don't have menu in your F&B services, what exactly will happen? Let's see. It is express the style and the concept of the food and beverage establishment. Exactly. Whatever the food and beverage establishment you have, this is the first impression to the guest, because it has to be there to see what kind of food you are delivering. Has to be written up with a lot of research and planning. Yes, it has the lots of research and planning as well. Without planning and research, you cannot design the menu. How exactly it has research and exactly how the planning is there, further sides we would be discussing. The list of food items should be carefully designed, keeping in mind the type of customers. Yes, this is very important. For example, if you are located in a vegetarian society, you are supposed to keep menu vegetarian only. For example, if you are located your F&B outlet as a business class people and a quick service restaurant, so your menu should design in the same manner. They are designed to achieve organization objectives. Exactly. A well-planned menu leads to consumer satisfaction and a motivate to the employee also. Because this is an interlink between the customer and your employee. Whatever the customer need, whatever he wants to have, he will convey the message to your staff with the menu only. If your menu is simple, if your menu is understandable, this is motivate your internal staff also. Some importance of the menu, let's discuss. A menu is an important and helpful tool for the below stakeholders. Yes, exactly. The establishment, definitely it will get benefit. Later on, we'll discuss how exactly it is. And the customers also, the same time the managers, the waiter, the kitchen and products. Let's talk in a broad manner how the establishment, the waiter, management get benefit from the menu. So, importance of a menu, how the establishment is getting benefited from the menu. Let's talk in a broader manner. Decide how you operate will be organized and managed. Exactly. How you want to operate? Do you want to operate a lunch? Do you operate in a dinner? Do you want to operate as a breakfast? Do you want to operate in a 24-hour coffee shop? So, your menu will play a bigger role in the planning of the establishment. The extent to which it will meet goals, exactly, from menu designing only, they can set their sales targets also. How the building itself should be designed and constructed, it's very important aspect. Provide all information regarding dishes available, their price range and other rules and regulations also. What exactly your menu looks, it is the food products, whatever you are serving, it will be there. And the pricing would be there. And the rules and regulations also there in the menu. So, one single point of contact, whatever the sales item you would be having with the pricing and rules and regulations, your menu is conveying message to your guest. Part of an organization brand identity, how your menu looks, what exactly items you would be carrying, it's a brand identity. Because the first impression is the best impression. Whenever the guest comes, whenever the customer comes, your first interaction with the menu only. So your menu should be clean and neat and spick and span as a brand oriented. The same time, the beverage menu helps to decide the glassware and other equipment that have to be bought. This is very important. Your beverage menu decides, your beverage menu decides what exactly the glassware you required for the beverages. For example, in beverages menu, you would be having a few cocktails. So you need to have that cocktail glasses. So exactly your beverage menu decides what exactly the glassware you required for your establishment. Let's talk about the, for the customers, how the menu is important for the customers. We have discussed about the menu, how the important for the establishment. What exactly the importance of the menu to the customers also as well we are discussing. It acts as a bridge between the establishment and the customer. For example, whatever the menu you have, whatever the food products you have, whatever the beverages you have in your establishment, you cannot communicate verbally to each and every customer. So what exactly will happen is your menu will act as a bridge between you and your establishment. So customer will be getting benefited what are the food products are available in your establishment. So it becomes a bridge between you and the customer. The menu is the much more than just a list of available foods. Very simple. In a simple manner, if I want to describe what is the menu, what exactly available food products you would be having, that is known as a menu. Sets the mood and build interest and excitement also. Whenever the customer comes to your establishment, F&B outlet, he sees the menu and he feels about the food and beverages. It gives you more excitement to the customer because what food products are available, what beverages are available, how exactly it looks, and he will come to know with the menu only. Different type of dishes are grouped, making easier to guests select this appetite by referring the section of his choice. For example, if you say in your menu, it will be designed beverage session, soup session, starter session, main course, rice items, bread items, dessert items, and beverage items. So it's very easy to customer to choose the products from your menu, and your menu will give you best impression to the, your customer. We have discussed about the menu, how important the menu to the establishment and how important the menu to the customers. The same time, how important to the managers also. Let's have a look how the managers get benefited from the menu. Acts as an important internal control of the food service system. Yes, exactly. Because whatever the food are available, is designed. And a very simple manner, whatever your menu says, only that food products would be sold in your establishment. So it's easy to track. Measure, determinate for the budget for the management. Whenever you are making a budget, your menu comes in that role. Because what food products are you are selling, you will come to know which is the fastest moving product, you will come to know. So you can make your budgets also. Tells them what food and beverage must be purchased. Yes. It's very important, whatever your menu contains. For example, your menu contains few soft drinks. So by default, you need to purchase the soft drinks. So whatever your menu contains the food products, that food products raw material you can purchase. So your menu is very important to your managers also. Types of equipment they should have. As we discussed before, you should be having few equipments for generating the food products and beverages also. For example, your menu has the coffee and your menu has the tea and your menu has the cappuccino coffee also. For that, you require a cappuccino machine. So whatever the menu is designed, according to that, your equipment the manager will take and you will perform. The number of workers they must hire, this is also a very important aspect. For your labor planning, manpower planning, your menu comes under the picture. Because what kind of food products you are delivering to your menu and what kind of beverages you are serving to customer, according to that, they can hire the manpower also. For example, if you have cocktails and if you have mocktails, so you would be having a skilled barman to make a cocktail and mocktails. Yeah? The skill level, those workers which we have discussed right now, whatever the menu has, according to that, that manpower can be hired by the managers. for the waiters and the production staff also, your menu is very important to them. Why it is important, let's discuss in a brief manner. It lessens the effort required to memorize and pronounce all the dishes. For example, if you don't have menu, what food products you are selling, what beverages you are selling. So you need to remember, you need to memorize all food products and all beverages. In front of the customer, you need to stand and you need to pronounce what food products you would be having. But if you have the menu, give the menu to the customer, he will read and you help them to read, and you can take orders very easily. The same time, it helps the waiter to establish a conversation whenever you would be talking. If you don't have menu cards, so you would be keep on talking to the customer. But if you have the menu, give the menu to the customer, then you can make a conversation with the customer. The same time, it helps the waiter to sell more dishes. It's very important, because you cannot remember all food products whatever you are having. If you have the menu, give the menu to customer and you can suggest a few dishes from the menu. So it helps to the waiter to serve, to give more products to the customer. Helps the production to know what all will have to cook during the day. For example, in your lunch menu, there are few food products are designed in your menu. So food production people will follow the menu and they will prepare that menu only, that food products only. It helps them to control the food cost also. Let's discuss about the menu planning consideration and constraints in a menu planning. Exactly how the menu is planned. What exactly the menu? Menu is the food products and beverages, whatever you are serving in your organization, will put in a piece of paper printed with the pricing. But how you design your menu, that is also very important. Let's discuss about the how to design the menu. So points to be considered while planning the menus. One is type of the customer. This is also very important. What kind of the customers you would be having, type of establishment and location, operational aspect and gastronomical apparel also. This is also very important aspect. Let's discuss about Broadway, how the customer, type of the customer will make a bigger role for the menu planning, and the type of the establishment also make a bigger role, and the location also bigger role, operational aspect also bigger role for the menu planning. So gastronomical apparel also, how it makes a bigger role in your menu planning. So location and type of establishment we would be discussing for the menu planning. What exactly we discussed is, whenever you are designing a menu, we have discussed a few aspects. These few aspects, how it comes to the picture to plan a menu. Now, let's discuss about the location and type of the establishment. What exactly where you are locating and type of the establishment will make a bigger role whenever you are planning a menu. Assess the place of the establishment. This is a very important role. Consider the timing of the operation. For example, your restaurant, your F&B outlet is open for breakfast, lunch and dinner. So your menu should have the breakfast menu also. For example, your establishment is for open for only lunch, so you no need of having the breakfast menu. Exactly. So consider that the timing of the operations also makes the bigger role for the menu operations. Residential area will have a moderately priced menu. So exactly, if you are having a residential area, what exactly the residential, middle class people or rich people or posh people, cream, students, bachelor, according to that menu will be designed. Research the type of the meal preferred the area. For example, if you are there in a Jain area, for example, if you are there in a vegetarian location, so you need to see that exactly what food products can be sold over there. This is also comes under important role for making a menu planning. So assess the type of the food service, assess the type of the establishment, example fast food or a fine dining. If you are coming up with the fast food, if you are coming up with the fine dining restaurant, if you are coming up with the multi-cuisine restaurant, if you are coming up with the seafood restaurant, so what exactly will happen is, what kind of organization you are establishing, according to that menu will be designed. So we have discussed about the location and the type of establishment, how these two make a bigger role for the planning the menu. Let's talk about the type of the customer. What type of the customer you would be associating, that customer base, how they make a bigger role for planning a menu. S is the age group, sex, religion, occupation, spending power of the expected customer. For example, if you are located in a one residential area, there are so many bachelors are staying. They should give food according to them. And the spending power is so less. Middle class people are staying. So your menu should plan in such a way. So your customer also makes a bigger role for your menu planning. The consider the eating habits of the group, which we have discussed previously. What are the eating habits of the group, whatever the location you would be having? For example, eating habits for the people is a vegetarian or a non-vegetarian. So you have to come up with kind of menu. I am located at a vegetarian location, so I cannot keep a non-vegetarian menu. So I should come up with a vegetarian menu also. So the customer make a bigger role in planning for the menu also. Example, many Hindus do not eat non-vegetarian, which we have discussed. Jains do not eat onions and garlic, which we have discussed. Muslims only eat halal. Hindus and Sikhs do not eat halal. Let's discuss about the operational aspect also. What kind of operation aspects can be involved for the menu planning? We have discussed about how customers are making a bigger role for the menu planning. At the same time, what kind of operations you have, it comes with the picture to pick a planning a menu. Ingredients use local. If you are using ingredients local, so it can be designed the same manner. If you are using ingredients international, so the menu will be planned in another manner also. The availability of equipments in the kitchen of special cooking. For example, your menu is designed for some special dishes. The equipments are not available in a kitchen. What exactly will happen? So your equipments will make a role in your menu planning also. So the same time, capability of the kitchen and service staff, Chinese expert and Hyderabadi food expert. For example, you have taken skilled labor for the Chinese, so you cannot sell Indian food in that restaurant. So your organization, your operation is also makes a bigger role for the menu planning. The availability of total area of the serving, you need to see this also. What exactly the place you have, according to that your menu should be designed. You have a little place for your kitchen. You want to develop it. There are so many food products which you cannot be possible. So your operations make a bigger role for planning your menu. Cost menus as per the pricing strategy. This is very important role. Food cost comes into the picture. Whenever you are making a menu, your food cost is also involved in that. What pricing you need to design, so your operations also make a bigger role for your operational aspect. So gastronomical appeal, let's discuss about this also. Color, avoid clashes of color and repetition of the similar color. So whenever you are making a design and a menu, you should be use proper colors. Languages, you should be proper spelling. The language should be easy to understand to the customers. The composition of the menu, each dish should be different in composition. This is also a very important factor. Mode of cooking should be different. Two dark meats and two white meats. This is also very important role for the menu planning. It strongly seasons like onion, garlic, herbs such as thyme, sage, bay leaves are used. Ensure that they are not repeated in more than one course. Because whenever you are using a strong ingredients, like what we have discussed, like thyme, sage and baby leaves, you are not supposed to use in a more product. So this strong product can be used for one or two products. Menu balance, the dishes should be light to heavy and then heavy to light. Change the seasoning, flavoring and the presentation, because the customer like, a few customer like heavy meal and a few customers like a light meal. So the menu has to be balanced. Menu has to be balanced in such a way you are able to serve light meals also, you are able to serve the heavy meals also. Food value, use ingredients and methods of cooking which will preserve the natural and nutritive value. Raw material provided for special menus like low calories, low sodium diets and dieting menu. Whenever you are giving the food, it should be nutritious and it should be diety also, and it should be manageable for the customers as well.